Hello, friends. Welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, setbacks. A setback has often cleared the way for greater prosperity. Many things have fallen only to rise to more exalted heights. Seneca. In 1985, Steve Jobs was fired from Apple, the company that he'd founded years before with his friend Steve Wozniak. After he was fired, he created a company called Next, which, while developing lots of innovative hardware and software, never really took off with customers. In 1997, the company was bought again by Apple, and Steve Jobs was brought on as a director. And later, he was appointed to interim CEO, and then CEO. And the rest, as they say, is history. Steve Jobs helped Apple become the most innovative, most creative, and the most valuable company in the world. Now, not all of us suffer setbacks like Steve Jobs. Most of us are not trying to create gigantic companies, although maybe some of you are. But we all suffer setbacks in our life, whether those are professional, maybe we lose a job, maybe we don't get a promotion that we want, maybe they're personal, maybe somebody that you're dating that you really care about suddenly breaks up with you, or maybe you suffer a death in your family, or maybe they're physical, maybe you have some kind of illness or some type of injury that impacts your well-being. We're all going to suffer setbacks in our lives, and the way that we approach these setbacks is really going to make a huge difference in how we overcome them. If we look at these setbacks as giant problems that have to be overcome, and they're just things that we're going to have to struggle through, then it's going to be difficult for us. But if we look at them as ways to practice and to become stronger, then we can grow from these experiences and sometimes be much stronger than we were before. So just like an athlete needs challenges in order to improve their game, or a weightlifter needs to add more weights to improve their skills, we need to look at challenges as ways to grow our skills. When you come up to a setback, maybe look at some kind of creative way to get around it. And by doing so, you start to develop skills that you didn't know you ever had before. And oftentimes you're much stronger and much better off than you were before. When you hit a setback, don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as an opportunity. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.